It's time to talk some sport on a Tuesday, and we're talking the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au. Going well, mate. Going well.
Yeah, mate, not much going on with our local game at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, as far as juniors and seniors, if you want to find out more, go through the websites there, of course, hunterjuniors.com.au, hunterrugby.com.au, and also, of course, the cnru.com.au. Go through the Facebook pages as well. But interesting to note last week that Newcastle is fully committed to being part of the Charlton Hall Shoot Shield next year as part of the 12 teams. They've sort of snuck that in there. And Brett Sutherland's been sort of quoted as saying that, yeah, we'll definitely commit to two great sides as far as men's, women's, that have been a great success, and also the Colts. So at least with this year, with the players being able to get back and get back into the club scene, some of those Colts players will be able to be given a bit more time to get stuck into it. So, yeah, the Shoot Shield clubs have decided there's only going to be 12 clubs. They're going to get rid of a couple of Western Sydney clubs or make them merge.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that goes moving forward.
Mates, the season 2022 for the New South Wales Waratahs has essentially started with the arrival of the coach.
Yeah, interesting to see with Darren Coleman coming out of isolation. He's helped himself to the Western and also, of course, the Premiership there in Major League Rugby with the LA side. He's coached the likes of Adam Ashby-Cooper, Matt Giddo, but also a couple of guys he may bring with the Waratahs to him, including Jordan Goddard from Randwick, and also Christian Poitaman, the son of Simon Poitaman. And so he's out of isolation after a couple of weeks, but he'll get his feet on the ground and get his feet under the desk and get stuck into the training as they move into the new season, of course, next year. We don't know what that's going to look like with the Harvey Norman Super Rugby AU or Trans-Tasman or one great big comp, as we've talked about before. But he's had great success at Shoot Shield level, also overseas. And, yeah, it's been a 20-year odyssey for the boy from Southern Lakes. But as we said before with the Wildfires, it looks like his brother there, Scott, will hopefully be allowed to be appointed as full-time coach. So for Coleman boys, it's going to be a very, very big week as, yeah, we look to start the new season for the New South Wales Waratahs. You can find out more through waratahs.com.au.
Looking forward to some good news because there was some horrible news over the weekend. In fact, I sat there and watched it. It was 21-15 at halftime, and then the Wallabies just threw it away.
Oh, I think you said that how you want to say it, mate. To be fair, you've got plenty of evidence. We've given them four tries, two from intercepts, wasted an opportunity when Arnie Taffir finally an All Black got to sin bin, which was a bit of a surprise considering we had a New Zealand ref. So
true story.
Yeah. I don't know how popular he's going to be, sin binning New Zealand players being a New Zealand ref. But in the end, the All Blacks took their opportunities, and once again, the Cadbury Wallabies miss out on the Bledisloe Cup. Next week, they're off to Perth. Interesting to see that most of those players have had 8 weeks on the road, so it'll be tough for them. But by the same token, you've got to take these opportunities to get in. And as we've said before, the opportunity is going to be enormous, hopefully, of playing tour games, but that'll be something they're going to have to sort out maybe next year when we get this sorted out when it comes to the virus. But this weekend, of course, we've got the second test there between Los Pumas and also the Springboks on Stan. The Box got the job done, scoring some fantastic tries in front of nobody at Port Elizabeth. And then we move on to the next of the eToro Rugby Championship stuff. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens when this test is over and done with. Both Los Pumas and also the Springboks have to find their way to Australia to do 2 weeks of quarantine, and then we get into the Rugby Championship with a bit of vigour as far as all those test matches with the Four Nations.
Looking forward to the Springboks All Black matchup because those two teams are at the height of their powers at the moment. That's going to be a fantastic clash. What do you reckon?
Yeah, look, of course, we've just had the 150th clash between Australia and New Zealand, and it's always been the big traditional thing. Of course, the New Zealanders have a great contempt for Australian rugby and the Wallabies, so this was nothing more than a bit of a sidebar issue before they get a hold of the Springboks.
Yeah.
Their real tradition, as the players will say, will always be when they play the Box, and that's something Australian rugby's got to work hard on too. So it's pretty humiliating for the All Blacks to lose to the Wallabies at any time, but to lose the Bledisloe Cup would be tough for them to wear, but they might have to get used to it in the next couple of years. They won't have the advantage of having two tests at home next year. But overall, hopefully everybody's staying clean, staying happy. Be nice to each other, and we'll talk to each other next week.
Weeksy, we'll catch up with you on the Sideline View on Saturday. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Beth.